I have a video that I want to share with you, but I want to preface it by saying that I have thoroughly enjoyed the fact that The Chosen is a series that exists now. If any of you have seen it or even parts of it, please just let me know, because I love it. And I'm saying that as a pastor. There have been many TV shows and movies and things over the years made to portray parts of the Bible, but this is one where I feel like the stories really truly come to life in a good way.
But I have chosen you 12 as my apostles.
You're sending us?
An apostle is the same as a messenger, one who...
I know what it means, Matthew. That's why I'm asking.
You are my leaders. And for this mission I have for you, it's best that you spread out and not be concentrated in one place.
I don't understand.
I'm going to go home to Nazareth for a time, and while I'm there, I'm sending you out in every direction, two by two, specifically to our people only.
Every direction, Rabbi?
Yes, but not to the Gentiles.
Not yet. That will come in time. But to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Just as Joshua led the 12 tribes to take the promised land, you will proclaim as you go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And while you are on this mission, you will heal the sick and the lame by anointing them with oil. You will cast out demons. You will What? Why are you all looking at me like that?
Could you just repeat that one more time?
I'm sending you out two by two, proclaiming as you go, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cast out demons.
How soon are we talking about here?
There's that word again. I'll get to that, Simon.
Hold on. Heal the sick. Cast out demons.
While you are on this mission, I grant you this authority. Someday, you will have it all the time.
Was that a ceremony I missed?
This is it.
Don't feel any different?
I don't need you to feel anything to do great things.
One of the things I love about this show is that it portrays the humor that I think also existed in so much of their lives together. And frankly, in Mark's gospel, I laugh a lot because all I can see is Jesus going, seriously. Just like in that scene where Matthew says, can you say that again? And Matthew is possibly my favorite character in this show, just so you know. But the disciples just never get it at first. When they ask about if there was a ceremony if they missed, or how soon, or you want me to do what? The Chosen is full of moments like this, and this is just one prime example that fits perfectly with today's scripture. But I highly recommend it. The fourth season just came out, and yes, I am overly excited to watch it. But the world often doesn't get it, just like our disciples don't. We're flawed. And so currently, as you heard this morning, we have people at our borders desperately seeking a better life. All they want is to be healed from their sickness, from their lack of safety, their inability to provide for their families. And it's enough that it makes sitting in these detention houses for sometimes years worth it. Can you imagine fleeing something that's, there's so much violence or death in your country, that it would be better knowing what you're coming to at our borders to sit waiting for the chance to possibly get to the court to be able to get asylum? And yet we have people and churches who claim to follow Christ while expecting that this is okay for us to just stick people in jails for asking for a better life. And so simple things that to us, that kit doesn't seem like enough. But for the person who has been traveling that gap for so long, that is everything. A bag of beans and some rice can feed the family for 4 to 5 days. Food that they didn't have on that journey. And yet here we see in our gospel that Jesus told his disciples to go out into the world and heal. After they finally get it, he told them not to worry about food, not to worry about clothes, one pair of sandals, one tunic, take nothing with you. He told them not to be disturbed by the people who would not accept them, who would not listen. That if anybody would not welcome you, to just shake off the dust from your sandals and keep going. And he told them to go in his name, because for this time he grants them that authority. And eventually they did. If you go in and watch the show soon after this, in the very next episode, is a beautiful montage of the many different healings that they did and the ways that they preached the good news. The gospel. Gospel means good news. And that's what Christ came to us to show. The truth of God's love. And he gave us that same command. It wasn't just to his apostles at that time. He told them to go out to spread the good news, and he gained more followers because more people saw what good news is. The truth of God's love to heal and to bring people back into community, into society, when they have been cast out. Go heal. Go spread the gospel. Go be my hands and feet in this world. Now, the dignity. Border, for many reasons, ICE takes away everything, even medications they can't trust coming over the border, so people come with nothing. So kits like the Dignity Mission kits and the food that we take down there and the clothing, it matters. It matters more than we could ever imagine. So if we, the people of All Saints, the people of St. Peter and St. Mark, the people of the world, if we are to truly live out our lives of faith, then it is important that we see that there is no special ceremony. Only answering the call to be the hands and feet of Christ. To that God be all glory, honor, and praise. Amen.